proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. Today we begin a new series on the Great Commission and Jewish evangelization, taken from Jesus Christ's words in Matthew chapter 28. Nearly 2,000 years ago, several men stood on a Galilean mountain. One of them, Jesus Christ, would soon ascend into heaven, being seated at the right hand of his Father. The other men would carry on their master's work. According to the 19th chapter of Luke's Gospel, that work would involve seeking and saving that which was lost. Their evangelistic task began with proclaiming the gospel to their own kinsmen, the Jewish people. The instructions that Jesus Christ gave them in the Great Commission, those instructions still apply to evangelizing Jewish people in our day. Christians who desire to witness to their Jewish neighbors must first go to where the Jews congregate. Believers need to knock on Jewish doors as part of their outreach. Paul did these things, as he attested when he told the Ephesian elders in Acts chapter 20 that, quote, I have taught you publicly and from house to house, unquote. When a Christian reaches out to a Jewish person, he must seek to teach that individual. The Greek term rendered as teach in this context is matithetuo. It involved making disciples of people. The same word appeared in the 14th chapter of Acts, when Paul and Barnabas preached the gospel to them that live in Derbe, and had taught many. Thus, every time a Christian encounters a Jewish person, he or she should endeavor to evangelize them. In that evangelization process, believers ought to train Jewish converts to become disciples of Jesus Christ. Such instructions should include informing them about the cost of discipleship. In the 13th chapter of Mark's Gospel, Jesus Christ expressly told his followers to, quote, take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils, and in the synagogues you shall be beaten, and you shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them, unquote. He added in the 16th chapter of John that, quote, they shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service, unquote. Before calling upon any Jewish person to follow Jesus Christ, Christians must make them aware of the potential consequences for doing so. As Jesus Christ himself pointed out in the 10th chapter of Mark's Gospel, those who follow him will indeed suffer persecution in this world. What consequences can a saved Jew expect to experience? These can include the loss of family relationships. Among some Jewish households, anyone who received Jesus Christ the Savior can experience shunning, avoidance, lack of contact by family members. Why, in some cases, a household might even hold a literal funeral for a saved Jew, symbolically reckoning them as being dead. Jews who thus come to saving faith in Jesus Christ often pay a high personal price for doing so. It's right and fitting to warn them about that potential price. In that way, we evangelize the Jewish people and show them that they have a price to pay in following after Jesus Christ. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.